AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Blues legend B.B. King has died at 89 at his home in Las Vegas, where he was under hospice care. AP Music correspondent Margie Zeroletta looks back at one of the most influential guitarists of the past century. Thrill is
gone. He started off on the radio as the Beale Street Blues Boy, then just Blues Boy, then B.B. King. If you didn't see him live, you weren't trying. King played as many as 300 nights a year for decades. After two men in a bar fought over a woman named Lucille, King named his guitar and all subsequent guitars Lucille. King said in a 2006 AP interview, the original Lucille was stolen from the trunk of his Oldsmobile.
That year, you could take any trunk key of General Motors and open the trunk. I didn't know it until then, but it was too late when I found out.
I'm Margie Zeroletta.
Nepal's army says it has spotted the wreckage of a missing U.S. Marine helicopter in the mountains. The chopper with six Marines and two Nepalese soldiers aboard vanished Tuesday while delivering earthquake relief supplies. The number of families mourning losses in the Philadelphia Amtrak crash rose Thursday when another victim's body was found in the wreckage. It was announced by Mayor Michael Nutter.
It was a tragedy. Eight lives lost. One family just notified with regard to remains, and they are going through that process.
A passenger is suing Amtrak. Attorney Robert Myers says Bruce Phillips was in the last car of the train.
Things just started flying, including our client. And that's what he saw, was luggage, bodies, hitting all the different parts of the car. Our client hit the ceiling, the luggage rack, and wound up hitting the seats and on the floor.
Meanwhile, investigators have found that in the moment the train that derailed at the curve was supposed to be slowing down, it was instead accelerating. This is AP Radio News. In Seattle.
One, two, three.
Shell, no!
Protests over the arrival of an oil rig, Royal Dutch Shell is outfitting, for oil exploration in the remote Arctic. City Council member Michael Bryan says most environmentally conscious Seattle residents object to the rig.
To have this monstrosity, this monument to the hubris of the oil industry parked on our waterfront for 8 months a year is completely inconsistent with all the values that we work to protect here in Seattle.
The Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Chicago Bulls 94-73 last night to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals in six games. Cavs forward LeBron James.
I'm very blessed. To be able to be a part of the Eastern Conference Finals is my fifth straight time.
Cleveland will face either Washington or Atlanta in the next round. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is appealing his suspension for using deflated footballs. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he will personally hear the appeal. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.